There are many memories that one could record. Some of them are kind of very, very sad, and some are a bit funny. I remember one rather humorous thing in a way, although things were deadly serious at the time. But it was after the German breakthrough in March of 1918, and we were in a rather a hot place, but things had cooled down some, and we were taking shelter and expect to get some sleep in this sort of an old shed affair that had been rigged up for troops at one time, and had some bunks with the chicken wire for a mattress. And we just got settled down nicely when the Germans started shelling. And one of the shells hit this shed, and it wounded several of us. I was one of the lucky ones that didn't get hit. And one chap, he started calling out for help, for help. He was hurt bad and bad. But anyway, we eventually reached him to tie him up. And then we had a real good laugh. We had the other boys all looked after. He was the final one to be checked. And here, he wasn't hurt at all, although his face looked very much as if it was all covered with blood. But when we discovered what had happened, there was a can of jam on a little shelf at the foot of his bunk, and quite a piece of shell had hit that can of jam and splattered it, and a big part of it had landed right fair in his face, and it was plum jam. Anyway, it was red. It looked like blood. And when he stuck his hand up to his face after something hit it and saw his hand, he decided that he was wounded in great shape. So we all had quite a laugh at him right there. It's one of those laughs when you're under heavy tension that it just isn't a laugh, but still it annoys. He was quite happy when he discovered that things weren't what he thought they were.